still here.
I'm still here.
I'm still here.
I'm still here.
After all I'm going
After
through.
All I'm going here. Through. I'm still here.
I still have peace. I still have peace. After all that I'm going through, I still have peace.
That's my grandma, everybody. Everyone calls her Aunt B in Jamaica, and she's the woman that has nurtured a seed of encouragement in me. Last year, she turned 100 years old, and since Women's History Month begins today, I wanted to start there, in a place of gratitude for the women who came before us. We honor them by standing on their shoulders and in our own lights. And you listening, I know you've been through a lot. So much loss, breakdown, put down, disappointment, and sickness. But you, sweet soul, are here. You're still here for a purpose. Hello, 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 world. Wherever you're listening from, we're so glad you made it. Excited you've joined us for the premiere episode of the Beloved Queens podcast. We're Jamaican Americans in the South. I'm Queen Tina, and my co-hosts are Queen Trina and Queen Veronica. Ladies, say a brief hey to everybody.
Big up on herself. Hello, hello.
Wagwan people.
For the next few seconds, just rock with us. Rock with us. Rock with us. Next few seconds, just rock with us. Why are we doing this podcast? So people, I'm about to get vulnerable with the world. And that in and of itself is scary for me. But I'm feeling the fear and doing it anyway. So for me, the journey here has been one wrought with apprehensions. The first time the idea came to me about having a space for women, it literally freaked me out. Have you ever had one of those unforgettable spiritual encounters that shook you to the core? Well, I attended a conference, I think it was a Lisa Nichols conference, and the second time I went there, during this small group breakout activity, we had our eyes closed, and in the deep recesses of my mind, I could hear these words clearly in a whisper. You will help wives and women. The first thought that came to me was, not me. I never grew up around marriage. I'm not a therapist, and I don't have a degree in human relationships. I'm a journalist. I'm simply not qualified for all of that. I immediately left the room and the group in a panic. Trust me, I'm afraid it's a tale. Trying to run to the restroom, as I'm walking as fast as I could and just trying to get away from all that mushy emotional environment, my heart is just racing. And as I'm in the lobby area, a lady I don't know stepped right in front of me and grabbed my two hands and said, what did you just hear that you're running from? Guys, you know what's funny? My stranger danger alert didn't even activate. To my own surprise, my mouth begins talking without me giving it permission. I heard, I will help wives and women. Then she responds, well, I'm a divorce attorney and they need help, especially in our community. Then she asks me, what do you think will happen as a result of you helping them? My mouth took off again. I'm a never want talk, you know. A wife who knows and understands her purpose creates a household with a purpose, and that turns into a community with a purpose. And so she replies, so that's what you're running from? After that conference in the summer of 2018, I created our Circle of 10 Wives on WhatsApp. We basically learn, we pray, and we support each other in our marriage. I want you to share with our village of listeners how the Lord showed you your purpose about using your voice.
I was always a quiet child. I was an only child for so many years. I was more reserved. I never participated in much, but for some reason I was always in dances at school. I was always in plays, pantomimes in the Caribbean, you know, when we have festivals and stuff like that. But I was always quiet. And my grandmother, it's so funny now that I remember, I was always so loud. They always, because I'm short. I'm very small. I'm very short. So in order for people to hear me, I just always seem to speak loudly. My grandmother nicknamed me Noisy Noisy. And I think all my family members, when they listen to this, they will hear, they will know what that means. My grandmother is like, oh, Noisy Noisy Talia. And I'm like, yeah, but I people have to hear me because they can barely see me. But I remember I lived in New York for several years. And I remember, girls, you know, Macy's on 34th Street. So, you know, the front part of Macy's where they normally have the parade, that entrance, I can remember it clear as day, that the entrance right there, I walked out from that exit and I met a lady. I don't even know if I bumped into her. She walked towards me and she started speaking to me. I don't know this lady. Again, Tina, there was no stranger danger. You know, it didn't get activated. And, you know, coming from Jamaica and then coming from, you know, living in New York, you're always on guard. Absolutely. You know, you are very aware of your surrounding. And this lady, she said, and she held my hand and she's like, you're going to use your voice. And I'm like, please use my voice for what? She's like, the Lord is going to have you use your voice. I totally forgot about that situation. And I remember moving to Georgia. And I remember we used to have these small little prayer groups. I remember Trina, I think we had met that time and we'd have this small. And then one of the prayer sessions, Jackie had prayed and then she came and she said, God is saying that you need to use your voice. You're going to use your voice. But that when Jackie told me, that was never the first time I heard it, because I heard it from the lady in New York many years ago on the street right in front of Macy's. And Jackie told me again several years after. I think I had already had Cameron. But even though, and I kept saying, okay, God, you kept saying, use your voice. I'm going to use my voice. To do what? I'm loud. That's it. To do what? Apart from being loud, I don't really speak. But when I speak, I am loud. But I just didn't know what I'm going to use my voice for. Coincidentally, God always shows you. So what happened was people always come to me and I would have, you know, some kind of intuition as to what they might need. And I would let them know. And they're like, how did you know that? I don't know how I know stuff. I'm just telling you what I hear to tell you. So, and I would use it that way. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe that's what I'm supposed to use my voice for. But again, those were small, one-on-one, sometimes strangers that I was afraid to tell their business because I didn't know them and I'll have to tell them and, you know, it would sit on you until you have to speak. But I still didn't know when or how I'm going to use my voice. And I think we used to walk around the mountains discussing marriages and discussing our daily issues. And I think I had told Trina, we need to do a podcast.
Many years ago, before a podcast was even a thing.
I said, we should really, and I even remember Tina even getting me a recorder. She's like, okay, you got to start recording these things. And she bought me a recorder for one year for my birthday. But we record little things or we would just, I still, nothing. I just said, okay, we need to do a podcast, but I didn't do anything about it. Maybe I needed to wheel Tina in because she's the producer. Maybe that's what I was waiting for. But here we are.
Here we are, right? So basically, you know, how did we get there? I think as much as Veronica had her purpose told to her many years ago, I got my purpose told to me, you know, straight. And then I'm looking at it that maybe it's divine timing, maybe it's alignment. But let me tell you this, guys. Last year, during a meeting led by Queen Trina, we had some very raw conversations. The wives, we call it our little, is it blue light special, ladies?
Blue light special,
where what we have, the discussion we have, is basically just raw conversations about sex and so forth. And at the end of that meeting, we were struck by how some women were just struggling with accepting themselves, you know? So a few weeks later, on a Saturday afternoon, I'm there doing my meditation and asking the Lord what's next. And immediately I get a text from Queen Trina wanting to talk. So I call her and she's like, you tell a story.
Yes, Queen T. I was like, you know what? It's been coming to me over the last week that we really need to do something to help more wives. It was too many people outside of our circles. I was getting all these conversations and calls from people asking me questions. And I was like, no, there has to be a way that we can help these ladies.
Right. So I'm like, peeps, do you realize that the mission I heard from myself in 2018 is exactly what she's saying to me without even knowing this, right? Because I never had this conversation with her, right? But as we say in Jamaica, my head's still tough. Right? In English, stubborn. I didn't know the whole picture. You know what I mean? So, and I remember Eva V talking to me about getting it started, because again, she's the activator among us. And so I remember us talking, and I talked to V about this, but then in the beginning of 2021, we did a corporate wife fast, and Queen Trina and I were prayer partners. You know, and I shared my fear of not feeling qualified, and I wanted to let go of just standing in the shadows, you know. And we prayed, asking the Lord to help us to see ourselves as He sees us, so we can stand in the light. I remember that. Remember that, Trin?
Oh yeah.
And so after we began working on the podcast and sent out our trailers, Queen Trina gets confronted with the same question about being qualified. Like, what qualified? She's going to tell you the story, people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember I actually called one of my girlfriends and I was like, oh, you know, we have the podcast trailer. We just finished doing it and I'm all excited and I'm sharing it with her. And her initial response to me was, so why you guys feel you're qualified to talk about this? And I immediately started laughing because I recall we were talking. I was like, Tina and I were talking about the same thing literally a week before. So I was able to respond to her like very nonchalant. I was like, I said, what we're doing is sharing our experiences with others. We're not therapists. We're not relationship experts. But what we are real. And we can share what we've learned and what we are trying to do as wives, as individual, as, you know, helping others and communicating what we weren't able to do alone in our marriage. We needed a community to do it.
Fantastic, fantastic. But isn't that just how it is, though? We as Black women, many of us, we struggle with imposter syndrome. First, we disqualify ourselves, then others disqualify us. Always comparing, always criticizing. But you want to hear facts? We may not see ourselves worthy, but God does.
Plus, if we're talking sheer numbers, remember we're talking about our lives. And we shared earlier how We did not have a plan for marriage, neither of us. But here we are, Trina, 20 plus years married. I'm 18. This year is going to be 19 years. Tina is 16 years, going on 17 years this July. Combined, that's a whole lot of years of us doing it wrong, falling on our faces, and then pivoting when the light bulb turns on.
Right, Queen V? So guys, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you grew up in church or not, but we're about to testify on this podcast. Now show some love today and any day this month to celebrate Black women. Let's love on them. Tell them we're proud of them. And simply give her a compliment.
Beautiful soul. Hey, you beautiful soul, nestled deep within. Looking outside from the tunnel, you feel so trapped and buried in. Deep in disappointment, broken by betrayal, captive to confusion is a spark engulfed in darkness, waiting to emerge. You may not see it, but you are love. You are light, beautifully made in the image of Christ. More beautiful than the accessories you wear, your skin, your shape, your height, your hair. Do you think you're only as you appear? You're a beautiful soul, my dear. Beauty and value, not defined by human eyes or the images in your mind. Your worth and value isn't determined by what you do. Did you know that inside your mother's belly, the merciful one knitted you? The parts you don't like, he loves. The path ahead of you don't see, he knows. The deepest love you felt, I promise, is nothing compared to his. So beautiful. Next time your emotions scream, you're ugly, fat, to this or that, erase and replace this lie with the truth. Ask the Creator to give you a glimpse of what he thinks of you. Wonderfully made, my queen, so beautiful you are. Been waiting for you to come into my arms. He'll say you're far more beautiful than lilies. You're loved more than you know. Let me ignite the spark so it can become your glow.